I would just like to begin by giving you a couple of pieces of information about how we left Hallis Hall back in June and where we are and where we're going today. First of all, as a staff, we all felt that we are very fortunate to have walked into the locker room that we did walk into, and we're very appreciative of the guys that we have the opportunity to work with. We clearly left Hallis Hall the middle of June knowing we've got a very humble and hardworking group of players, and that was consistent throughout the OTAs and in the mini camps. We also felt, and I can just segue into what Phil has said, we have an incredible group of men on the veteran level that are leaders of this football team, but those leaders don't extend just to them. We've got leaders of all ages and all experience levels in our locker room that really transcend the entire team, led by the guys that have been around, the veteran players, but certainly guys that can grow into being true team leaders. And what we're trying to do essentially each and every day is to build a great leadership team amongst these men. So we're excited about that. The last 3 days of mini camp were really the first 3 days of training camp to some degree. The structure of our mini camps over the last 3 days is exactly the same way we're going to operate during training camp. The tempo, the sense of urgency that we had and that most of you saw who were there on the field and in the locker room and in our meeting rooms was evident, and that must continue at the same level over the next few days and certainly throughout training camp up until September 8th when we start our season. So we had that sense of urgency in the building, we had the tempo on the field, and we had the practice format that the players are going to see over the next 3 to 4 weeks. The first 2 days of camp are governed by the CBA. So we won't be in pads, obviously, and what you'll see is a pass rush where the line has to stop, and so we won't get a real pass rush. You'll see when we run the football that the offensive line has to control the tempo of that, and we won't see the collisions that we're going to see down the road. But so the next 2 days, Friday, Saturday, practices look exactly the same as they did during the mini camp. And, of course, on Sunday that'll all get amped up because we'll be in full pads. And that's where things will change, obviously. We're going to see collisions at the line of scrimmage. It will be much more physical. You'll see finishes through the quarterbacks, certainly not at the quarterback. But we're going to be very, very smart about what we do. You're not going to see players on the ground. You're not going to experience scrimmages. You're going to see very, very few collisions in the perimeter because we're going to be practice the concepts of cooperation and respect amongst our team. But where you'll see the change of our practices is on and near the line of scrimmage at the first level with our offensive defensive lines and at the second level collisions with our linebackers and defensive backs that are close to the line of scrimmage. But there won't be any tackling. Running backs will be allowed to finish, and when they're allowed to finish, everybody can go and run to the ball. You won't see grabbing for jerseys. You'll see minimal tip balls, a lot of tip balls certainly during the mini camps because there was no pass rush. There were no pass lanes at some time, the normal pass lanes that you would normally see. So that's a little bit about where we're headed. Guys, overall, as we evaluate our players, and we'll do it every day, we want to see certainly consistent improvement. But players who are competing for positions on this team have got to do it in practice. Practice is where you make the football team. And the veteran players, the guys who are consistently players that play at a high level, have a way of maintaining a consistent level of performance throughout training camp practices. Again, there has to be a sense of urgency because there's so few practices in comparison to times before. And the second thing is, obviously, games do come into play. They're part of the added value in the evaluation. But the two go hand in hand, and together between practices and games, we feel like we'll get a good evaluation. We want to continue to just work hard at it, get better every day, continuing to grow our football, allow our players to get to know each other better and become more familiar with each other, coaches and players as well. And obviously, this will continue, and momentum will continue to build as we work through training camp and into our first game.